Hello.
It's us again.
It's us. Are you shocked? Well, you shouldn't be, because this is our podcast, idiot.
Not yours, stupid.
Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. Hey guys, welcome back to The Internet Made Me Do It. I'm Melanie.
I'm Amanda.
And this is us. I don't like that show.
You don't?
Okay, listen, I started the first episode. I was like, hell no, I can't. It's too much. I cry at a fucking iCarly episode, okay? How am I supposed to watch that fucking show?
I cry at every single episode of This Is Us. It's so good.
Okay, maybe I should watch it. I'm watching The Wilds right now on Amazon Prime. And everyone's telling me to watch Bridgerton too. So I gotta get into that.
Yeah, everyone's also telling me to watch Bridgerton, but here's something. I don't really care for period pieces.
That's what I said, but I just talked to Becky, and she was like, it's not really, like, it's a period piece, but it doesn't, she said it doesn't feel that way, because, like, they use, like, classic, or, like, new music, but, like, classically.
Yeah.
And she said that guy is so hot, which is so true. That guy is so hot. If you
Who's the guy?
I don't know. Some hot man. And he's hot. Sir, if you're listening to our podcast...
HMU. Yeah, maybe I'll have to watch it. I'm always wanting to watch new shows. All I'm watching right now is regular show for like the millionth time.
Did you ever watch Dead to Me with Christina Applegate?
No.
And what's her name? Velma. God, that's so sad. What's her real name?
She's, I don't know.
It's good. You have to watch it.
It sounds familiar. Like I should know what it's about, but I don't really know, I don't think.
I don't really know how to explain it, but you need to watch it.
Okay.
There's two seasons on Netflix. Yeah, and let's also, I FaceTimed Amanda last night, and I already talked to her about this, but why did they take The Office off of Netflix? They thought they could sneak in after our shitty, shitty year and take it away.
They're probably like, well, the world is literally on fire, so they can't be that mad.
Yeah, like,
but we're staying at home, so like, what else is everyone gonna watch?
Yeah,
dummies.
Fucking Friends. Yeah, right. Just kidding.
I have never watched Friends in my life, and I probably don't think it's funny.
But here's my thing: I hate people that shit on The Office, so I will not shit on Friends because I hate when people are like, "Oh, I saw this tweet. It was like, oh." They deleted The Office off Netflix. Maybe all you people can actually get a personality now. It's like, who hurt you?
Oh my God. People are on the internet are mean.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Do you like our podcast about the internet?
They are so mean. I'm sick of people being sick mean of it. Online.
Well, all I know is I'm drinking your favorite. Brew Doctor Clear Mind Rosemary Mint Sage Green Tea. Let's try it.
It's delightful.
It tastes like a spa.
Yeah.
I like it.
A clear mind.
Whoa, yeah. Hyper-focused. Whoa. What are you drinking?
No thoughts. Mind clear. I am drinking the Whole Foods brand sparkling water in the flavor grapefruit.
Oh, pamplemousse.
Oh, pamplemousse.
This is the first podcast we recorded in the new year. And today is a shitty fucking day. A really good day, but then fucking Trumpers had to ruin it. I don't want to dwell on it because I'm just, my brain is mush right now. But basically, after, when Biden gets elected, hopefully there'll be a little peace because we just got the fucking 2 seats that we needed in Georgia, and now it's 50-50, and if any vote turns 50-50, then Kamala Harris votes, so that's iconic. But then Trump held a rally talking about election fraud, and his fucking followers stormed the Capitol building with no respect. They did not back the blue. They did not say Blue Lives Matter. They said, fuck you guys. And the police let them walk by. So ACAB again, of course. There's a video on Twitter of police taking a barrier away and like letting the people walk through, and cops are like taking pictures with Trump supporters in the Capitol building because they're gonna confirm today that Joe Biden has won this election 20 fucking times,
right? It's totally fucking bonkers. Like, I think maybe it was on my first break at work or my lunch break. Adam was like, are you seeing everything that's going on? I'm like, no, I'm working. And then I looked into it and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, like, I wish I could say that.
Not shocked at all.
I'm like surprised. Yeah. Cause it's just
they're
like
the biggest
are you
group
serious?
Of
like,
hypocrites.
You're still going
yeah,
at this?
Yeah. Like, they're such hypocrites. Like, they'll be like, well, you guys got to protest. It's like, yeah, but you said that we were quote, I'm doing air quotes, everyone, thugs, rioting, looting, all this stuff. You guys are taking stuff from the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And you're being violent. Someone fucking died. Someone got shot by the cop. A woman was just confirmed dead because of our president saying, you guys need to, he didn't say, you guys need to stop. He said, don't be violent. So he needs to be in jail. And I'm, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. What a bunch of shit shows. I saw this tweet today. Oh my God. I wish I could like readily find it, but it was like something about like, something about
you need to edit. Oh, oh my God. I have the best idea for an April Fool's episode. We released just an hour of your burps. Please, please.
I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. Oh shit. What? Let me look at the calendar. What if
it doesn't matter. We'll be like special episode.
Oh, it's on a Thursday. We'll say, sorry, it's a daylight. Just,
I'm so excited.
Oh, my burps and farts. Oh
my God, that's funny.
Anyways, oh, you saw a tweet.
The tweet was basically like, cops, like, why don't you see cops and blah blah in the same room? It's the same reason why you don't see Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus in the same room. I don't know, just alluding to, yeah, like,
I wait, I have
the police
it.
And
I have it, I have it.
That shit. Oh, you do?
Why y'all keep asking where the police at? Y'all ask where Miley's at when Hannah's on stage. I think it will be fine. I'm so happy we fucking won those seats, dude. I was scared. I was scared. Congrats to the two kings.
I'm so glad that that happened. A black man and a Jewish man.
John.
Yeah, yeah,
John
yeah,
is hot. I will give him that. And his TikToks are funny.
I have seen so many of his TikToks.
Oh, he's good. And we need to give it up for Stacey Abrams. Oh, she did all of this. I know she's listening to the podcast right now. She texts me every time when they come out. Anyways, everything will be fine. Because everything always turns out fine, you guys. So just keep your head up, you little cuties.
Oh, also, more news. Are you seeing the drama about Kanye West and Jeffree Star?
Yes, let's talk about it. Y'all. So, go ahead.
So, like, allegedly, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a divorce, and I guess they have like a vacation home or something in
Wyoming.
What is it? Wyoming or Wisconsin? Wyoming. And I guess Jeffree Star is moving there too. And there's speculation that Kanye West was cheating on Kim with Jeffree Star. How did all of this happen on the same day?
I told Seth, I was like, I told him that. He's like, no way. Like, Kanye's like so homophobic. I was like, those are the people that do it the most,
dude.
He was like, that's tea. Like Lindsey Graham, fucking governor. He's not the, is he the governor or the whatever, he's in South Carolina and he fucking sucks. He has been caught under a pseudonym, Lady G. What are you, Lady Gaga?
He wishes.
I know. But yeah, that is wild. Like, probably not true, but like, please, can it be true? But also, that's sad because it's people, like, real people's lives.
I know. That's so bananas.
Well, Jeffree is deleting tweets that mention Kanye. And people are like catching.
Really?
Yeah. People are like catching them and screenshotting them. Oh, that's so funny.
I saw somebody had like a screenshot of. Oh my God. A screenshot of Jeffree, like a picture of Jeffree Star, and the caption is something about Sunday service, which is like Kanye West's thing. And I was like,
oh my God. The tea is so piping hot.
It's fucking funny.
One more thing. What is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one? Do you hate them? Do you make them? Do you have anything you want to do?
I was talking to a friend about this where it's like, well, since for the foreseeable future, the pandemic is still alive and spooky scary. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't really know what sort of opportunities are attainable. I think I just want to continue doing my art. Actually, I posted a TikTok about wanting
to
make
this.
I posted a TikTok that I was like, I want to have, like, an art alliance because I don't really have, like, a community of, like, other artists, just because this past year was when I really started to take it seriously. We've all been inside, blah, 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 whatever. I posted that on, like, Sunday night, and I woke up and I had, like, 100 new followers and a bunch of people liked that. And I was like, how did this happen? That's weird. And now it's Wednesday. I gained like 3,000 followers, and that TikTok has like 10,000 likes and almost 2,000 comments. And I'm like, uh-oh.
She's back.
How am I supposed to like
our internet? I was like, how am I supposed
to make this a thing?
Wait, did you link your Instagram and stuff?
I gained like 200 Instagram followers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was like,
you need to promote the podcast again.
I actually, somebody who followed me on Instagram, who I'm assuming found me through TikTok, followed the pod.
Yay. I love it.
Yeah, so that's bananas. Yeah, so I'm trying to find a way that makes the most sense to, like, link up with other artists and not minors. Yeah, that's fun and weird. So hopefully I'm able to, like, curate a community of people in a nice and successful way. So I guess that fell into my lap. Yeah. Let's fucking
Dude,
go.
Dude, TikTok is so cool. Like, one TikTok could change your life. It's fucking awesome. It's true!
It is true. It's so true. The dude who was skateboarding with the cranberry mm-hmm. juice.
I'm so happy for him and his family that TikTok has changed his life. And, like, Ocean Spray, like, bought him a truck. And, like, so sweet.
I love it. Yeah, the internet's fucking cool.
It is. It's also a rat hole.
It is a rat hole. A rat's asshole.
Rat's asshole.
What about your New Year's resolution?
My biggest New Year's resolution is that I will be sober all of 2021.
Woo!
It's going to be hard. Let's see what day I am on. I am on day 12.
Oh, nice.
Because I drank Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day, that's like when I started. So yeah, I had like a sober New Year's, drank some Martinelli's, which I grew up being like, hell yeah, I'm so cool with my Martinelli's in my glass. Like, so I felt it again.
Yeah.
And like, so yeah, I'm just doing that, and probably for the foreseeable future. I mean, I love wine, but then if I just take like 5 seconds to be like, does this do anything beneficial for my body? No? Okay, you know? And it's like kind of poison. Yep. So we'll see. So I'm doing that. Amanda and I could probably do a whole episode about drinking and sober and all that.
Although I did smoke weed the other day. That was like kind of fun because I was like, maybe I'll like this because I need to chill out a bit more. And I just smoked a little tiny bit to see, like I could mm-hmm, give or take.
Yeah. That's how I
don't really care
with weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking half an edible. But I don't want to be alone when I do it. So maybe I'll do it. I'm getting a COVID test because, if you guys don't know, I said this in the last episode, I think. I don't even know if I did. But Becky and Jeremy, my friends, live right under me. And I always get a COVID test before I see them. So we're not having a rager, so fucking calm down. But so maybe I'll try half with them. I just really want to be, like, totally in my feelings and emotions and totally feel them, even if they're fucking horrible. And I don't want to be, like, I need some wine, or I need tequila, or I need vodka or something. Like, I just want to be like, I need to write this out and journal. So I've been like journaling and reading a really, really good book. So that's been cool.
So what we're going to do today is I thought it would be fun for Melanie and I to interview each other just with like no prompt, shooting the shit, mm-hmm. talking about ourselves. Because like we said in the past, there has been some interest about wanting to know more about us personally. So here's your opportunity, friends.
Ooh, I'm so nervous.
Whoa.
So I guess this episode is Amanda interviewing me.
Yes. I'm wearing a blazer sweater.
I'm wearing a tank
professional.
Tank top
party.
All right. This isn't a question, but how nervous are you?
A little nervous. I just got nervous when you said the word nervous.
First question. What's your favorite color?
Hmm. I always said, like, the blue family, but I'm more into, like, a forest green moment right now.
Me too!
Yes, like, I got my dream couch. It's a green velvet couch. Love it. Yes. I love it. So, yeah, probably green.
Sick. Nice.
Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
Yes, born again? No, I am not. Imagine if I was. Oh, like, Seth, God, we have to wait a little bit longer.
That would be fucking bananas. Sick. So what would we be doing if we were together right now?
Are you being serious? If Amanda and I were together right now, we would be eating tofu nugs and French fries and drinking kombucha and playing Among Us, sitting next to each other in silence.
Yes, I would tell Melanie if I was the imposter. Yep.
And I would too.
We would cheat. Yep. That's so funny. I have to say, we paused this recording to start up again. And Melanie was like, we were talking about how many questions we had. And I was like, I have 20 questions. And Melanie's like, oh, like that game that you play where it's like, what's your favorite color? Oh, nice. Do you want to fuck me? I'm laughing my fucking pants off because I was like, that's how I'm going to start this thing. And that's how I literally.
We are the same.
Yeah,
we are the same
brain.
Same smooth brain.
We're just pervy little boys. Yeah. We have like two hairs on our balls.
Ew. Like Tommy Pickles head. Where he has like the three hairs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Man. Wow. Question 4. Which eyebrow is the best looking? Which one do you like better?
Ooh, I love my right eyebrow the most. The beginning is like effortless natural, and then on the left I have to like fill it in a little bit more, so it's like a little blocky, and then like the tail is like just wiry little devils. Like my eyebrow hair is so long and wiry, but yeah, my right is my best.
We love her. I'm so jealous of your eyebrows. You have just like the most full, beautiful eyebrows.
Thank you. It's because I never got them waxed a little when I was younger, and then I just like didn't have money, so I was like, I'm just gonna trim these and tweeze them.
Fuck waxing your face. That shit hurts.
Ugh. Yeah. Have you ever had your fucking pussy wax? Sorry, I said pussy.
No. I'm too scared.
So I would get mine sugared. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, I gotta cancel my membership. It hurts so bad, especially around the area that feels good, if you know what I mean. I don't want to say the word. I'll probably edit this out. But yeah, it hurts so bad, but like so worth it. Because like there's like nothing there. Bald as an eagle. Yeah. Precisely.
Wow. Okay, here's one that I am not sure how you will answer, so I'm excited to hear. Would you rather kill and eat an animal or kiss Trump?
Kiss Trump.
Wow.
Okay, that would be such a good story. And I could never kill. Number one, I could never kill an animal. And then I'd have to eat it. No, I would kiss Trump and be like, and I would seduce him. And then I would expose him.
God, did you see the second Borat?
No, I've never even seen the first.
You should. I don't know. I haven't seen the first one in a long time. It's probably problematic. Very shocking in this year. Yeah. But I watched the second Borat, and his daughter is like interviewing Rudy Giuliani, and like they go back to his hotel, and it's like he's like trying to take off his pants, but it's real. You know what I mean? Like it's real.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Like that really happened. Yeah.
Why is he not like in jail or canceled?
Because he doesn't like actually whatever. I don't. You have to see it. Very nice.
I would love to kiss Trump. Just kidding. I would just, in that situation, I would kiss Trump.
This is a question that Adam has that I also want to know. Have you ever crop dusted a customer on the plane?
My name's not Dang Melver. Nothing. Of course. I don't know what Dang Melver.
Do you like,
dude? Farting on the plane. I hate when people do it, but. It's like the best place to park because no one fucking knows who it was.
Really? Yeah. No one knows?
How would you know? It's like that TikTok. How would they know?
You're sitting next to someone.
You could be sitting next to someone, but if you don't hear it and you just smell something, it could literally be anyone. Like, it could be the person in front of you. It could be the person behind you, you know?
Have you ever had, like, a big stinky fart on the plane?
Probably, but then I go to the bathroom. I try so hard not to poop on the plane because that shit's so embarrassing. People that poop on planes with no shame, I'm like, thanks. It's stuck in my nose forever. Especially it gets stuck in my mask. Glamorous life of a flight attendant.
Oh my god. What if people poop with shame, though? Is that okay? Like, they're embarrassed about
it. That's fine if they tell me. Sorry, shit. I'm just kidding. Also, fun fact about crop dusting. In our training, we were talking about the history of the airline that I work for. And our CEO started, like, a crop dusting, like, a plane thing. Because that is, like, a real thing. Like, they fly planes over crops and, like, you know. Oh. And I was sitting there like this. Crop dusting.
Dude, farts are so fucking funny. I would have lost my fucking shit.
Yeah, I know, same. Oh, yeah. So, yes, the answer is yes.
Oh, my God. Do you, like, find someone who's kind of a dick and you're like, I'm going to fart next to you? Or does it just...
No, I kind of just fart along.
Thank you. Respect. I get that. What is a talent that you wish you had?
Oh, my God. I wish I could draw. I wish I could write lyrics. Let me rephrase. I feel like I could write lyrics. I just don't practice enough. But I just saw this girl say that if you are stuck writing a song, if you write, like, from a different person's perspective, like, write about two characters and write from their perspective. So that, and I wish I could. I wish I was good at math.
Ew, I'm fucking
I just really, like, don't understand it at all. And it's really sad. But, like, I just, that's not how my brain works. So,
all right, I'm making these pins. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, because Adam bought me a button maker, and I'm going to make buttons that say Broads Who Can't Do Math Club. I'll send one to you.
Wait, we need to put that in our, we need to start our fucking merch. Oh, merch? We really do. This year we need to, like, in the first go around.
Maybe that'll be our merch.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Broads Who Can't Do Math Club.
And then, like, a cute internet one, and then, like, like a shirt and a sticker.
Sticks for sure. I want like a crew neck that I can
be like, yes, what would it say on it? What will it say?
It would say,
it has to be like a quote from something.
Idiot brain. Okay.
I'm down.
I've seen like sweaters and shirts that say random shit, kind of like iCarly. Like, I saw this girl that has a sweater and it says lentil soup on it.
That's funny.
Like, why?
We can do that.
I feel like iCarly.
Yeah, it did. Like, yeah, that, yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, ours can be kombucha.
There we go. Cool bitch on the internet. I want that as a pin and a sticker too.
Cool bitch on the internet.
Like, really? Like,
how did I forget about,
like,
that?
70s vibes and stuff.
Yes. Like, ew, I'm on mushrooms. I'm cool. I'm on the internet.
Okay, Megan. Dude, I saw her perform and her ass is insane.
Oh, man. I love to look at asses.
You would love that one.
Oh, my God. You I do. Gotta see. Oh, do you think you'll work on writing lyrics this
year?
Yes,
I want to write a lot. Like, I've been, like, journaling, like I said in the beginning, about, like, my sober thoughts. So that's been nice. And then, like, I always think reading helps me. I just don't know how to, like, get started. I get so scared because I feel like lyrics are so, like, personal and it's just hard. But I have a lot of songs, like, started, but I just never know how to finish them. I have one song finished, like, from a long time ago, but just gotta record it somewhere.
I think you should aim to write and finish one song this year.
Okay.
That's achievable, right?
Yes.
You should do that. That would be fun.
Okay, I will. Just for y'all, it'll be called I Love Amanda.
What is your proudest accomplishment?
Proudest accomplishment. Caught me in a rock and a hard place, huh? I would definitely say getting my job, because it's really hard to become a flight attendant. I was very proud of myself because I don't think my parents thought I was going to get it. And so I'm pretty proud of that. Proud of finally living in LA, because I always wanted to do that when I was in high school. I like when I do things that like I wanted to do earlier in my life and I look back, I'm like, oh, look it. That's cool. Making the decision to go sober, I think I'm pretty proud of myself. And I feel like if, I won't say if I do it, when I do it, I'm going to be like, holy fucking shit, that was so hard. But like, look at me. That's awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. It's always like piggybacking on what you said about your parents, like not thinking that you would get the flight attendant job is, it feels so good to prove people wrong.
I know, because like Seth, I said, surprised me. I'm doing air quotes, but like I knew he was coming. I was like, oh, Seth surprised me by coming to the airport. And I guess my stepdad was like, that is so stupid. Like, she needs to focus. Like, she has a job interview tomorrow. And then now she's going to be so distracted, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, haha, I got the fucking job. And then they would talk about, like, my tattoos and, like, oh how I couldn't get a job. I'm like, oh, my God. You're so 2000 and late.
That's right. You fucking chump. What do you wish more people knew about you?
Ooh. I wish people knew how much I love being asked about myself. I'm being serious. I feel like I'm such, okay, I'm not trying to be self-centered, but I'm a very good friend. And I love getting to, like, truly getting to know people. And, like, it's rare for someone to, like, ask a question back. I just wish people knew how much I love when, like, they ask about me. And I wish people knew how much it means to me when they say I'm funny. That is my favorite compliment.
Oh, yeah.
When guys would compliment me and say that I was funny, I was like, wow, thank you, King. But, like, I just, that's, like, my favorite compliment. So I wish people knew how much their words meant to me.
Adam and I talk all the time about how funny you are. I'm like, Melanie is literally my funniest friend.
Thank you. You're my funniest friend. We should go on the road.
Oh, yeah. Comedy show.
Dude, if we ever got to take this podcast on the tour, it'd be so fun. Oh, my God.
Everyone would be like, wow, Amanda really burps a lot.
Yeah. They would get the unedited. They'd get my exclusive throat noises.
Yeah, you're gug.
Gug. What am I, fucking Popeye? Good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that one.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there's such, I don't know what it is. Is it because, like, conversations have evolved in such a strange way that it's like, here is, I'm texting you and I'm telling you about me, and then be like, okay, well, what about you now? Like, okay, your turn. Like, I feel like conversations don't really flow so naturally anymore, and people don't really take as much interest in other people as they should.
Yes, I agree. But I feel like it's, you know, it's weird. I used to be like, when I was in high school, I'd be like, this is so weird, but it means so much to me. Like, I was like, the guy that I end up with is gonna be a person that asks me what my middle name is first. I know that sounds so weird, but, like, just to take, instead of me being like, oh, what's your middle name? Because I, like, love getting to know people. I knew, like, the guy that I would end up with would be, like, so excited to, like, ask me questions. And, like, he would ask first. It's, like, very weird, but.
It's like they aren't asking in response to you asking them first. If Jack and Seth were hanging off a cliff and you could only save one, who would it be?
It would unfortunately be Seth. Say hello to the podcast.
Hello.
Bechtard is in the house.
In the house. Hello. Jack is going nuts.
Thank you.
Especially out of the oven. Here you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bechtard, everybody. So my best friend makes baked goods all the time, so it is a vegan muffin. Ooh, let's look
so
at it.
So cute.
Oh,
that looks beautiful.
Oh, sweet baby, that's good. Anyway, yes, I would save Seth, and I would kill myself after. I would save Seth because obviously he's a person.
Yeah, for sure.
When you cut it down to brass tacks. And I would say, grab his foot, and I'll grab you.
But you know what I would do? Hmm. I would just jump off the cliff myself and be like,
everyone dies. I don't want to be here anyway.
Everyone dies.
Let's all hold hands.
I was like, no.
What do you wish your 19-year-old self knew that you know now?
Whoa. Okay, 19. I guess, wait, what was it? What would I tell myself, or what do I wish I knew that I know? Okay, what do I wish that I knew? That, like, you're gonna get, like, you can get over anyone. So, like, just stop talking to Billy. Like, just stop. Like, you're really gonna just text for 3 years and say, wow, I wish we were together. Like, bitch, go live your life. You can get over anyone. You're a bad bitch. Yeah. I don't know. Like, just, you can get over anyone and you can do it.
This is a true test to our friendship.
Okay.
This next question.
I'm so scared.
If you and I.
Oh, no. What are we doing?
We're hanging out with Harry Styles, and I let out a massive fart, would you take the blame for me?
No. I'd be like, Harry, whoa.
Blame it on Harry.
Sick. And then we could dogpile on him. He would think it's funny, and he would want you to be comfortable and let it out, so it wouldn't even be a problem.
What if it smelled really bad and we were like in an elevator or something?
And then he stops talking to us because you farted. I'd be mad at you and I would never talk to you the rest of my life. I think I would really be like, whoa, Harry. I feel like he would think that's funny.
What if he didn't? He's just like, I didn't fart.
I'd be like, well, it wasn't us because we're girls. What, you
fake? I farted?
I'll say, well, you know girls don't fart, so you're a liar. And I'll be spreading it on the internet about you. Yeah.
Calling TMZ. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can respect that answer and I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
True friend there. Okay, but what was the last thing that made you cry?
Wait, did I cry today? I did. I read something in the book that I was reading and it like made me burst into tears. It was about like, because if you don't know anything about me, I love male attention. And it's like something like that's just I'm trying to figure out like therapy and stuff. But she was just talking about in the book like how alcohol like just totally helps you just like give into that. And like if relationships are formed off of like alcohol, then it's like not even like a real relationship because you're only getting like a fake version. Because everyone thinks like, oh, you're your real self when you're sober. It's like, no, you're not.
Right.
You're just like inebriated and like letting your inhibitions down. So yeah, in that book I was like, oh my god, I'm like not weird, because I always think like I'm a bad person because I crave male attention. But like, and obviously Seth knows about this, like I'm not a fucking psychopath. But yeah, so that made me cry. And also the other day I watched Soul and I did cry in that movie. It's so cute.
I need to watch it. I keep on hearing the best things about Soul.
It's very good. The music's very good. I love jazz. I always forget I love jazz, and then I watch, like, La La Land or, like, something like that. So, yeah.
Jazz is fucking cool.
It is.
You're sophisticated as fuck.
I am. I like Panera.
I do that all the time, too. I do that all the time to get burps out. And Adam's like, why are you hitting yourself? I'm like, you've never seen a cartoon go like, ugh.
Adam... suck on it.
I know. Like, grow up.
Grow up.
Learn how a real man burps.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. This one's fun. What do you want your next tattoo to be?
Okay, so here's a tea. I think I've said this in an episode. I was supposed to get a snake tattooed between my titties.
Yeah.
Last March, so we're coming up on a year. Long story short, I canceled with the lady that I had because it just like kept getting pushed back, which I get, but I was like first on the list and she was saying that it would be so much later and I was like, I'm just gonna not. And so now she has my $100 and I can't get that back. But yeah, I need to get my fucking snake in between my titties done. I'm glad I had a full year to like think about it, and I'm like, yep, still want it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I came up with this question. I did not, but I thought it was really good. Maybe a little cheesy, but what do you think is the closest thing to real magic?
I fucking have the same goddamn question that I got off of fucking website. Closest thing to real magic is a question I have for you. Why are we the same person?
Because we're
best friends.
I didn't really know what I would say. Closest thing to real magic. Science experiments? Closest thing to real magic. I think when, like, things happen, like, serendipitously, like, you're just like, how did this line up? Like, I just feel like the universe is always, like, doing cute things to be like, hee-hee. Isn't being a human fun? And, like, sometimes you're like, it is. It is fun to be alive.
And sometimes you're like,
yeah, like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, one time I was in Boston on a family vacation, and it was, like, the day we were, like, walking around Harvard, like, that area. We sat at this restaurant. It was, like, super crowded. Pre-COVID, obviously. Like, this was fucking 10 years ago. Or more than that, actually. And we get sat next to this table. And it's a girl I went to elementary school with in California sitting next to me in Boston. And her whole family. And we're just like, what the fuck? Like, let's catch up. So it's, like, cute things like that. I think it's like, this was just totally perfectly aligned. Like, this was supposed to happen. I feel like that's, like, magic in a way.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I had a similar experience where I was on vacation in Europe and ran into somebody that I knew from school. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's so crazy.
I'm like, bitch, we're from Arizona. How are we crossing paths in London right now?
Of all, like, one of the busiest cities in the world.
I know, right?
Were you guys, like, in shock?
Well, I was walking, you know, with my family, and I was like, Mom, I think that girl looks like blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And we got closer, and I was like,
it is blah, blah. Blah, blah, yeah. How's the family?
I, blah, blah. I also, last time I went to Disney, ran into somebody who was a regular at my old job. He's like, hey, it's you. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That is so weird. Yeah, I think that's so cool.
I love that shit.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Serendipity?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, you have to watch it. It's the sweetest, cutest rom-com ever.
I love rom-coms.
Okay, you'll love it. It's like Christmassy, New Year's-y vibes, but still watch it.
For sure. Okay. I'm down with that. Thank you. Hey, 'tis the season. I got a new phone, and this is my first time having a phone that has
it's
face lock.
It's huge.
I know. It's the 12, the 12 Max.
The 12 Max. And speaking of Max, have any of you started playing Life is Strange because of us? No? Okay.
You should. I finished it, and I'm starting Before the Storm again, and I love it. It makes me feel so good on the inside.
I love that for you.
Here's another one that I got off the internet. Do you feel like, or maybe I did, maybe I found something similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Do you feel like once you've fallen in love with someone, you can actually fall out of love with them?
I don't like all these fucking cheesy terms, people. Like, I used to be a believer in that because, haha, I had a Tumblr when I was a teenager. Like, we all fucking thought.
Like, duh.
I don't know if you fall out of love. It all depends on if you, like, truly love someone in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, like I think I'll always have a love for Billy, but it's, like, a completely different, like, you are one of my best, oldest friends, like, and, like, we went through something together and we grew together, like, in your adolescence, I think is really important. And you'll always have, like, a love and a respect for them. But I'm not, like, in love.
Yeah.
In love is, like, different, obviously, because it's, like, romantical and all that good stuff. But I think you can fall. I think people can, like, if it was super shitty and the person was horrible to you. But I think, unfortunately, you'll always have, like, some form of a positive feeling towards people.
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
So scary. Love is such, I say this to everyone, love is such a blinding emotion. Like, when you're in love, you're like, everything else, like, doesn't even make sense. It's like a drug, dude.
Love's a drug. Love is a losing game. Amy Winehouse, rest in peace. I fucking love you, Amy. I'm not sure how you'll answer this one. If you were offered $5 million to never see your friends again, would you take it?
No. Yeah, I would. If you haven't noticed, I'm obsessed with people. I'm obsessed with friends. What would I do with $5 million? Talk to it? No.
I don't know.
I'm a true believer in money can't buy happiness, but it can surely help. I will take the $5 million and be able to talk to my friends. Thank you.
All right, I have three more questions.
All right, lay them on me.
Who is the coolest person you've met at your job?
I have met is a weird word because in my eyes, met is like, hi, I'm Melanie. And the person's like, hi, I'm this person. But had on the plane, Joe Keery, who plays Steve from Stranger Things, is, I tell everyone, not only the nicest celebrity, but like one of the nicest people I've ever had on a plane. He came on and he was so cute, like a little hipster. And he sat down and he ordered anything to drink? It's pre-COVID. Anything to drink? And he said, maybe a little mimosa. And I was like, okay, King. And then every time I gave him something on the plane, he took his headphones off, made eye contact with me and said, thank you. No one does that, you guys. Like, people will be like, thanks, which I appreciate too. But, like, yeah. Taking off your headphones and, like, saying thank you. I love having celebrities on the plane because they, like talking to us because it's not like we were, like, looking for them. It's like they came to us.
You're just doing your job. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of someone else. I have a list of celebrities on my phone. Let me see. Jason Bateman was really nice. Laura Dern is really nice. Everyone's like really nice. Oh my God. I had Bill Skarsgård and he literally stared me down and I was so scared because he's Pennywise. I did have Kristen Stewart and she is so hot. Kristen Stewart is so hot.
You had Kristen Stewart on your flight? No.
She was reading a book the whole time and she was blonde and I was like, hello?
What the fuck?
She's so hot. Sorry. Had to say it.
Wow.
It's very fun. We haven't obviously had a lot of celebrities lately because of COVID, but... Oh, this is fucking crazy. This is psycho behavior of me. The other day, I flew from LA to Memphis, and this guy walked on. I was like, oh, he was on the show Unfabulous that aired 15 years ago. He literally had a mask on. Like, I knew it was him. And I went up to him. I was like, do you want to know something scary? He was like, yeah. I could tell he was like super nice and chill. Like, I have to feel them out first. I was like,
you're not just going to be a freak to anyone.
Like, he was super cool. And he was like, what's up? And I was like, I literally, when he walked on, knew that you were in Unfabulous. He was like, are you serious? Like, with the mask and everything? He's like, that show came out 15 years ago. I was like, yeah, but it was part of my life. Like, I wanted to be an angsty teenager and write songs in my room. And then we were just talking about how Emma Roberts is having a baby with Garrett Hedlund. And we were like, that's so cool. He was really nice.
Wait, which guy from Unfabulous?
Same name. I'll tell you later. Okay. I guess I just said a bunch of celebrities' names, but that was like a whole ass conversation I had.
It was too soon. So last two questions.
Okay.
Very riveting. If you had to pick between never peeing and never pooping again, which would you pick?
Like, you don't have to?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, what's more satisfying to you?
Pooping.
Do you like to pee or poop more? Yeah. I would choose to poop.
But it's so inconvenient.
And stinkier.
Yeah. And grosser. So I guess I would choose never to poop again.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. If I'm thinking logistically, you're so disappointed in my answer.
I just love shitting so much. I do too, but
like it's inconvenient.
Inconvenient. You're right. God, it sucks to poop anywhere that isn't home.
My advice is to poop at Walgreens. No one's ever in that bathroom.
I have never shit in a Walgreens before. Well, I don't think I've ever even peed in a Walgreens before. So
the worst place is a Starbucks bathroom because it's only the one stall. And when you walk out and you shit, you go, it was me.
I always feel so bad because Anytime Adam and I have taken trips to Seattle, I always end up shitting in the Starbucks bathroom, like, in between Seattle and Portland. And I'm like, God damn it.
No one will see
I have though. To shit. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, at least this is, like, a rest stop area, like, right off the highway. But
who's
like,
going always... in there to pee? No one. Everyone's right. going in there to shit.
Or everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last question, which is kind of cheesy, but genuine. Are you happy?
Yes. Surprisingly. I feel really good about this year. Not for, like, any worldly things, but for, like, personal reasons. Well, mm-hmm. I do feel good about this year because, like, you know, like, Trump's not going to be the president. And, like, we have, like, all the Senate votes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good about that. And I feel like... we're going to start rolling out the vaccine, so that'll be good. But, like, personally, like, I'm just so... I grew so much in 2020 that, like, 2021, like, dude, I'm just going to keep fucking going. Like...
yeah.
Like, start... I started therapy, like, late in 2020, so, like, now I'm going to be starting it more. I'm just, like... I'm always, like, looking to better myself. So, I think that will happen. I'm happy where I live. I mean, the money could be better, but it's okay.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I love that. I'm glad that you're happy.
Thank you. It's a rare feeling. So get back to me in like 2 days and we'll see what the answer is. And that's on sometimes having depressive episodes. I don't have depression, but I have depressive episodes.
Damn, what's it like to not have depression?
It's like really nice.
Give me some.
Well, I don't know. I've never been diagnosed, but I don't think I do.
Word. Did you like that interview?
I did. That was an interview with Dang Mule. I can't believe we have one of the same questions. That's fucking funny.
That's funny.
I got all of my questions off that one website that you went to.
Yeah, I was like, some of these, I'm like, this is so stupid. And I was like, that's a cute one.
Yep, I'm thinking of one right now. What?
I hope you guys learned about Melanie in some really fun and interesting ways. I hope you guys... every single one of you who is listening goes and DMs Melanie and tells her how fucking funny she is.
Yes.
And that you love her.
Tell me I'm hot. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, tell her she's hot. I miss people telling me that I'm hot.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
I bet people tell you that you're hot all the time.
No, they really don't.
Me neither.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think they're like, okay, you're married.
Oh,
I
yeah.
get it.
It's 100% like when I got married, like all the usuals, they went away.
Your regulars.
Yeah, my regulars that I kept on the side. Yeah, they went away, which is like fine, I guess. I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to make it more of a goal for me to tell girls when I think that they're pretty.
I love I genuinely like complimenting people, like not to get a response. Like I've always loved that. So like sometimes like a guy will walk in with like a fresh suit on and I'm like, you look so good today. And then he's like, oh my God, thank you. Or like, I love your shoes or your glasses. And when girls come on, I'm like, you look so good in that outfit. And you can just see on their face, like I literally just made their whole day. And like,
yeah,
people need that shit right now. If someone said that to me, I would be like thinking about it for weeks. I'd be like,
I would cry. I'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
You start sobbing. They're like, never mind, never mind.
Yeah, I just want, like, because I know if a girl told me that I was pretty, not even in like a I'm gay way, but like if a girl was like, you're so pretty, I would be like, thank you, that means more to me than any man telling me that.
Yeah, 100%.
But you know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
So I'm trying to do that some more to like, because compliments, they can be weird, but there are just so many stunning people on this planet that I'm like, I want them to know that they're like really fucking
pretty. Yeah, like
pretty,
do they
and
know?
Like literally took my breath away. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bananas. I love it.
I love bananas. Just kidding.
Oh.
I can tolerate them.
I hate the texture. Fucking gross.
Yeah.
The strings.
Oh my God. But the other day in Hawaii, I had a peanut butter banana bagel and I was so glad. Yeah. So I bought peanut butter and bananas and cinnamon raisin bagels and I'm so excited.
So cute. Guys, We love you.
We do.
I feel like it's always you who says that. We love you. Guys, we love you.
We really do. I always said in my YouTube videos, like, because you know those YouTube people are like, love you, my dang Mellers, like, bye. And, like, you're like, you don't love me. And I'm like, no, I really do. Like, anyone that supports me, I'm like, oh, I fucking love you. Like, I do have a love for you, so don't even get it twisted.
Yeah, don't even get it twisted, you pretzels.
You little pretzels. Ooh, I wish we could eat flips. Those chocolate-covered pretzels.
I know.
We should make some. I mean, obviously, it's like...
We should.
Flips.
Wow.
Anyway, we have to G-O.
Well, G-T-F-O. G-G.
G-G.
T-T-Y-L.
Love you guys.
Smell you later.
Harry Styles.
Oh, Harry.
You ripped ass again, Harry.
You fucking block. You fucking.
I can't believe you, like, literally just ripped ass in the lift. Like, what the hell?
You fought it in the lift.
Anyways.
I can't wait to tell my mum.
Mum. Okay, bye.
Bye.